within the past 6 months, I did it. I created it. I marketed it. I succeeded at it, and I'm continuing to grow at it. And that was less than 6 months, and it was easier than trying it on my own. You may expect a motivational, feel good every time thing, when really the answer has always been inside of yourself. And this course helps you very directly feel the things that you were always maybe afraid to feel about yourself. But once you feel it, there is no more fear. It's just you and yourself, and there's just empowerment. But like not temporary empowerment from someone's words. It's long-lasting empowerment from your own experience of yourself.
Hey, it's Joshua Spodek, and you just heard two highlights from the full interview with Chris, who took my leadership course online. Hopefully you heard the highlights from the full interview from my blog post from January 13th. Today we'll hear the second segment of the full interview, which covers more about Chris, what he got out of the course, building projects he never could have dreamt of, personal growth, what it means to lead, and things like that. At the end, I'll describe how to participate if you like. For now, here's the second segment of the full interview of someone who took my course online.
And is there anything special about you that would give you better results than most other people? Like, did you go to Harvard? Is your family well-connected? Do you have a big trust fund? Do you live in some awesome neighborhood where you have access to the most amazing people?
No, not at all. I went to an average college, and my degree is in biology. I never used it. It's sitting there collecting dust. I never once used my I don't have any job in biology degree. My parents were lower to mid-level salary, low to middle class growing up, and now they're just plain middle class. I live in a small town where everyone knows everyone, and not many rich people here. I mean, if anything, the demographic is low to middle class. So I'm really kind of, I'm on my own. I just want to get better, and I acknowledge it, but I don't let myself be influenced by my surroundings. But really, there's just me and myself. That's it. And then there's you, but we talk on the phone.
So that makes me wonder if you had, if suddenly you did have suddenly an opportunity or a resource that you didn't have, would that be helpful or make no difference or what?
Now it would. Before the course, you know what? Before the course, I probably got a pretty amazing offers just by positive thinking, just by, you know, thinking about it. But I wouldn't know that because I wasn't aware. You know, it's like I see a lot of the times looking back after this course that before this course, like the years that followed, the years before, I got my way so many times. It was like nuts. I could have been, if I could have coached myself now, me like even 1 year ago, I would be in a totally different caliber of living.
So opportunities were around you that you didn't know what to do with, or maybe you didn't even recognize as opportunities or resources.
I didn't recognize them as opportunities. For example, now I had a project to do, and it seemed like it would never get done, or it seemed like I would require a lot of money, a lot of people, a lot of supporters, or I would have to have a following or some kind of audience, or I would have to have a job where I lead, like I'm a manager. Or it would seem I would need like a lot of schooling, a lot of college and trade school to do the things I want to do. One is put on an event. Write a book and put on an event. And that only came about during this course. So now it's like, that seems possible. So I went and did it. It's not easy, but it's absolutely possible. Whereas before the course, that wasn't even on my mind. Writing a book and holding an event and creating my own stuff, that was never on my mind. Now it's like, it wasn't just on my mind. Within the past 6 months, I did it. I created it. I marketed it. I succeeded at it. And I'm continuing to grow at it. And that was less than 6 months. And it was easier than trying it on my own.
Can you describe the course overall? I don't know if it's easy to do simply. I'm not sure if you've thought about it, but maybe you can.
The course overall it's damaging to the ego because you may expect a motivational, feel-good-every-time thing, when really the answer has always been inside of yourself. And this course helps you very directly feel the things that you were always maybe afraid to feel about yourself. But once you feel it, there is no more fear. It's just you and yourself, and there's just empowerment. But like not temporary empowerment from someone's words. It's long-lasting empowerment from your own experience of yourself.
So what did you get out of it most? Is that an easy question for you to answer?
What I got out of it most is learning about myself. I did not know half the things that I learned in this course that were going on in my mind all the time. I was able to get over fears and more properly approach my other fears in ways that I didn't think were feasible. For example, I got to finally control my thoughts, which is nuts, because I meditated once in a while and I would never really get the grasp of it. This time I was able to first realize that my thoughts were flowing so fast that I couldn't even begin to pump the brakes on it. But once I was able to see the speed at which they were traveling, then I was over time, I was then able to slowly pump the brakes and then eventually stop them altogether, just for even temporarily. So now things like meditation. So now things like meditation, it's possible. I'm no longer one of those people that says, "Oh, I can't sit still," or like, "Yeah, I can sit still, but I just can't keep my mind from, you know, going nuts." Now it's like, I get it. I totally get it. I can read a how to meditate guide, and I can understand, and I can sympathize, and I can do it, which is a big deal.
So how do you connect what you're talking about now with leading others? It's not maybe to that's not an obvious connection to everybody.
Well, the thing is, in the beginning, I had this preconceived notion of what a leader is. And it was the way they looked, the way they stood, the way they spoke, and the things that they talked about. Like, there was the boldness, the confidence, like the level of energy. And I thought, you know what, I could totally do that. I just need the energy to do it. It's going to be very draining. And then as the course unfolds, my definition, my perception of leadership changes. Within, I think, week number 8, my definition of leadership was entirely different. It was almost starkly different, but it had much more meaning to it. And then as I finished the course, my leadership definition kept changing. In fact, at the end of the course, it was changing every single day, where the one day I thought it wouldn't change any more than it already has. And then it would change again the next day. And I said, you know what? It definitely won't change again. And then the next day it changes again and again and again. And it just gets better and better. And the day before that, I had no idea that was going to change. So as my definition of leadership changed, I realized that a leader has a lot of control over himself or herself. The only way they can lead others is by successfully leading yourself first. And that might sound theoretical or kind of new agey to some listeners, but at the same time, when you experience it, it's not new agey at all. It's very scientific. It's very systematic. And once you experience it, you fully understand it.
Hey, Josh here again. I'll continue more of the interview tomorrow. If you like what you heard and want results like Chris's, I'm piloting the course with a small group for free before putting it out to the public. Contact me at joshuaspodek.com. That's joshuaspodek.com if you'd like to participate. Thank you.